president of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson, joining us this morning. Richard, how are you, pal?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you? What
Good.
A wonderful day.
It is. Great day to go hunting.
Like summer is here.
Yes,
maybe.
It is. It is now. 63 degrees right now with News Radio WJPF. Richard, you know, a lot of my friends have been saying, look, this new Gun Dealer Act, it has a lot of ramifications. Already passed the Senate, correct?
Yes, it has, by one vote.
30-31. So what does this new Gun Dealer License Act, because there's a lot of components to this.
Oh, there are. It's really probably the worst gun bill I've seen in the Illinois legislature in some time, actually.
All right. Now,
One of the things that happens is that it requires dealer licensing, and with that are all kinds of things you have to do with extra security systems, videotaping every sale, that sort of business. That's onerous enough right there. But the Department of Professional and Financial Regulation estimates that for a 3-year license, it will cost over $5,000.
You know, a friend called earlier this hour, and he said, look, you know, this is about revenue for the state of Illinois. Man, I'm sorry, but I disagree with you. I believe that this is about concealed carry and all the other gun laws that we've seen in the past, because there seems to be a lot of onerous regulations in here, including videotaping, training. There's a whole lot of additional layer of redundancy with federal law.
Well, that's correct. The dealers, first of all, are already federally licensed and federally regulated and federally inspected. So this is not to raise revenue for the state. This is to drive gun dealers out of business to make it harder for you to buy a firearm.
Richard, you don't know this, but my dad is a gun dealer.
Right?
He doesn't own a shop, but he has a gun dealer license because, well, he's a horse trader. So you have to have a license. And he had told me a number of years ago when he was in the process, you cannot believe all the rules, all the things, all the hoops I have to leap through for this. And this is a lot of different loops.
Yes, the BATF regulations are like the old-time, I'm not sure I should say this because nobody remembers, but you and me, the old-time Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Right.
Page after page after page. And This is simply just to push people out of business. If you own a small gun shop and it's you and your wife or you and your family or whatever it is, you can't afford this. That's $1,700 a year out of your pocket, actually.
All right, so we're talking about requirements for documentation of the purchases, obtaining copies of every customer's firearm identification card, the FOID card, which, of course, intrinsic to Illinois, but never seems to be an object of prosecution, the installation of video security cameras in brick-and-mortar stores, and also the attempt here to strengthen, I guess, training in stores against thefts.
Well, yeah, that is true. But one of the things that happens is, I mean, most stores are, there have been four or five attempted break-ins up around the Chicago area, and I think only in one case did they get a firearm because it was accidentally left out. Nobody noticed it, but I mean, done a lot of damage to the stores, but they were well protected, and everybody knows these days with the amount of gangs and drug dealing and all that kind of stuff going on out there, that the law-abiding citizen is just a pigeon to be plucked by these guys, and that's true of gun stores and anything else, too.
Now, you, of course, scratched against this. The motive behind this, I very often find this falls in the Tom Miller rule number 3 of life. People do things for two reasons, the good reason and the real reason. Well, the good reason is they say to combat gun violence in Chicago.
Right, but they find that gun violence in Chicago is committed by street gangs. Almost all of it is. Almost drug dealing street gangs, of which there's over 100,000 gang members in the city of Chicago, by the way. They think. They don't really know. But anyway, so that's where all this comes from. The average time that a stolen firearm makes it into a crime in Illinois is 13 years. So, you know, if it's stolen in Illinois, it's 13 years before it ever is used in a crime, if it's ever used in a crime at all. Most of the guns come from across state lines. They're smuggled in by gang members that to be sold, you know, and they're a good commodity up there. And you know, it's a whole black market operation.
Yeah.
They don't care a thing about human life. I have to, if I have to make $20,000 tonight and I have to kill you to do it, so what, right?
And, you know, I watched a documentary on Vice about this, and they literally, the guys in their faces, well, we came from Georgia, we came from Atlanta, we came from the South,
right.
You know, and they're coming in. But see, there's a constitutional component to this, too. I mean, this law will impede the ability for gun ownership and law-abiding gun owners who have a constitutional right. And every time we go to the Supreme Court or higher court in the state of Illinois, gun owners win. But the idea is frustrate, resist, you know, impede, obscure.
Right.
That's the constant move here, isn't it?
Right. You know, and so, you know, we've been to the Supreme Court a couple times, the Seventh Circuit a couple times, and we win. But you're looking at a lot of money. You're looking between $600,000 and $1 million to do this. The other side doesn't care. Their attitude is, if you want your constitutional rights, sue for them.
Right.
That's how bad they are.
All right, so what's next for this? I know that you'd sent out a newsletter to your members last week saying that please contact your legislators.
Exactly. That should come up in committee tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. So contact your legislators if you're within earshot of this broadcast. Call them again. They'll be coming into their offices about 2 o'clock today. They have session at 3. So, but the legislative assistants will take your vote there. And remember, those people who are legislative assistants are hired by the state simply to answer the phone. They don't have a political... well, actually, most of them are on our side, to be truthful with you. But the fact is that don't yell at them. It doesn't help.
That's what Richard's saying. It's not their fault. Now,
it's
my
not their fault. That's just a job.
All right, so it passed the Senate. My understanding, it was waiting for a hearing on the House Rules Committee.
Right, that's tomorrow.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure I had that right.
No, it's in the committee.
Okay.
It's in the Criminal Judiciary Committee. It's posted for hearing.
All right. You know, but you see this, and then you see this idea of putting a serial number on every single bullet. You can't help but, if you're a gun enthusiast in Southern Illinois, going, will the attack ever stop?
The answer is no, but that's why you have to join the Illinois State Rifle Association.
Richard Pearson, Illinois
State Rifle. That's exactly the answer. The only thing in this world, the only thing that will keep you free is sticking with organizations whose job it is to keep you free.
Illinois State
that's
Rifle.
That's really the truth.
Illinois State Rifle Association's Richard Pearson.